You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 220, Give Us Barabbas. Today's challenge, the Gospels claim that Pilate customarily released a criminal at Passover is fiction. We have no record of this. Today's defense, we do have records, the four Gospels. We don't have an extra-biblical record that says Pilate customarily released a prisoner at Passover, but that's hardly surprising. Releasing a prisoner at the Jewish capital on a Jewish feast would be a purely local custom, and we don't have detailed records of the Roman administration in Judea. Their surviving sources are too patchy for that. However, leaders often pardon popular prisoners to curry favor with their subjects. That happens today, even with political prisoners considered a danger to the established regime. For example, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, or Martin Luther King Jr. Further, we have records of ancient rulers in Judea releasing prisoners to win favor. Both Herod Archelaus, who reigned between 4 BC and AD 6, and the Roman governor Albinus, who reigned between AD 62 and 64, did this. See Josephus, Antiquities of the Jews, 17:8-4 and 29:5. Also, the Jewish Mishnah contains provisions for slaughtering the Passover lamb for prisoners to be released at Passover, Mishnah Pesachim 8:6. Passover was a time when Jewish religious and national feeling ran high, and riots were known to break out in Jerusalem then, Antiquities of the Jews 17:9-3 and 25:3. So releasing a prisoner to pacify the populace could be quite reasonable. In fact, Matthew records a riot began to break out when Pilate dithered about releasing Barabbas, Matthew 27:24. Even if we didn't know all that, the Gospels are historical records in their own right, and if even one of them mentioned the custom, it would need to be taken seriously. But the custom is mentioned in all four Gospels, Matthew 27:15, Mark 15:6, Luke 23:18, John 18:39, which adds weight in several ways. If, as many think, John wrote independently of the synoptics, not my view, we would have a second and clearly independent source attesting to the custom. Even if John knew the synoptics, my view, he was an eyewitness, as was Matthew, meaning we have two eyewitnesses reporting it. And if the custom didn't exist, this would subject the evangelists to criticism. The first evangelist to write wouldn't be inclined to invent the custom, and later evangelists wouldn't be inclined to repeat it. The fact it appears in all four Gospels makes the report especially credible.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.